Ever pinch pennies all year for that one family vacation, only to feel the budget blues afterwards? If so, I was just like you. After three vacationless years, I stumbled on credit card rewards travel and cracked the code to amazing vacations that I could actually afford.
Welcome to Wonderland on Points. In this podcast, you will discover how opening credit cards strategically can save you thousands on travel. We're not just dreamers anymore. We're two adventurous moms turning dreams into reality. Join us as we spill all the points and miles secrets.
And contrary to popular belief, you don't have to spend $1 million to earn 1 million points. Traveling on credit card points isn't reserved for those with overflowing bank accounts. It's for everyday people like you and me, learning to turn routine expenses into free travel.
Consider us your points travel guides. This is Wonderland on Points. Let the adventure begin. Welcome back. It's time for another episode of Wonderland on Points. And this one is really fun because we are talking about traveling with our kids domestically. So we know there's big aspirational trips all over the world. We love to cover those. But we also really love to talk about opportunities where we can show our kids this big country of ours. Because I don't know if you guys follow, there's some really funny guys from the UK that are popular on Instagram, on social media. They love coming to the US.
I know who you're talking about already.
Let's see. It's Josh might be one of their names.
Jake, maybe. I don't know who the other one is. I'm so sorry, other one.
If you don't know, you will find them. Yeah. They have this whole bit about how in the UK, people talk about, oh, Americans are not well-traveled. A lot of them don't even have passports. And then one of them pops up and says, yo, we've been traveling around America. Now we get why they don't have passports, because there's so many incredible places to see and visit in the United States. So today we get to highlight one of those places with you, Joanna, being brave and taking not just your teen, but four teens on a road trip together.
This was such a crazy experience and honestly a crazy idea. It like really snowballed. But the way that it started is that Juliet is a huge Alex Warren fan. For anyone who doesn't know who Alex Warren is, you probably do. You've probably heard that, "You're taking me out of the ordinary." You know that song. Everybody knows that song.
Okay, I really did not know who it was. But when you said that, I've heard that on Instagram. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you have, because it was mega super viral and everybody was using it in all of their reels. So, yeah, so that's Alex Warren. He's a fantastic songwriter, very good musician. Juliet loves him. One of her best friends loves him as well. So when I saw that he was coming to St. Louis, naturally, I'm looking up tickets, right? Tickets were like $120 for the worst of the worst seats. And this requires going to downtown St. Louis, which is not something that I like to do. And I was like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do what I always do and look at all the different places nearby that we could potentially go that might be cheaper. Because guys, ticket prices are never the same. They are always different in different cities. I have done this before where I have looked for tickets elsewhere and managed to find them cheaper. So I'm looking at everywhere that could be a road trip opportunity, because we're not really looking to fly right now. I did think that I wanted to bring the friend with, and I knew that, you know, realistically, it's going to be a lot of points if you start adding on multiple people to these flights. I'm trying to hold on to those right now. So one of the places that I found tickets was Rogers, Arkansas. And I was like, I wonder what that's near. And so I Google it. And I find that Rogers is right next door to Bentonville, Arkansas. And you guys might remember, we had a midweek mini submission for our summer road trip series about Bentonville, Arkansas. And I had heard of it. I've been seeing it a bunch on my Instagram lately. It's popping up in my feed a lot. And I was like, this town looks amazing. This is perfect. I went to look at the tickets, and lawn seats were $47 versus $120.
So yeah, that's crazy. What is that? A third of the price?
Yeah, it's almost. And it's like, I would much rather pay $47 a person and take a road trip and go somewhere cool, have new experiences, not go to downtown St. Louis, and still get to see this amazing concert. And so I kind of started to put this whole plan into motion.
I love this concept. We really dug into this concept with Taylor Swift, right? People were realizing that it was cheaper to go to Taylor Swift concerts in other parts of the world, other countries even, than buy U.S. tickets. And it's funny, at Travelmore, I was talking to this incredible woman that I met who is an NYPD officer. She is a police officer in
Alexis?
New York City. Yes, she was at Travelmore, one of our new friends we met. And she was talking about going to a concert in Amsterdam because it was cheaper. She was weighing the options between going to see an artist in Mexico City and going to Amsterdam to see the artist just because the ticket prices were so much cheaper abroad.
Yeah, guys, and this is the beauty of points, because if your flights are free, your hotel is free, or in this case, like we drove, and I'll tell you the total for gas at the end for the entire trip, you can afford to make a whole weekend out of something somewhere else. And originally, all of that money would have just been going straight for tickets. Like, this was what, 70 plus extra dollars per person that we now have to spend on food in Bentonville, on activities in Bentonville. And then the hotel itself, I found a Hyatt house 5 minutes from the concert venue, about 10 or 15 minutes from downtown Bentonville, depending on traffic. And it was 6,500 points per night. 6,500.
A steal.
A steal. Now, let's be honest. This Hyatt house was dated. Okay.
Yes. It was. Not the fanciest hotel.
I have been to a number of Hyatt houses and Hyatt places that are very nice and modern and clean. And it wasn't not clean. It was fine. This one needs a little renovation. But you know what? We were barely there. We spent like almost zero time at this hotel. It fit us. It had a front room with a little sofa. It had the two queen size beds. It had a sink and a microwave and a larger than normal mini fridge. So this is perfect for families coming to visit. It is not in the downtown. It's not walkable, but it is in a great area with lots of little shops and restaurants. If you, you know, want to eat like chain quick food right there where you are, very close if you're going to see a concert at the Walmart Amphitheater. And it really, really served our purpose. Especially because we ended up adding two more teenagers to this trip. So the way that this happened, this group hangs out quite a lot. It is my daughter and one of her best friends and then two boys. And the four of them is this very fun group of pretty much the best, sweetest kids ever in the whole world. And when the four of them are together, it is magic. It is so funny. They are so alive. They are not on their phones. They're just having a good time. It's just such a good mix of personalities. So I took them out here in St. Louis for a day. And by the end of the day, I was like, my wheels are turning. My wheels are turning. I contacted all the moms and I was like, would you guys trust me to take all four of these kids on this trip? Would you guys want to pay for the concert ticket? It's $47. would you be interested in me just hijacking all of them? Because, you know, that's a big ask. That can be scary. A lot of times teens have not at this age traveled away from their parents before.
True.
It takes a lot of trust, to let your kid go. I was so grateful to all of these moms for trusting me with their precious babies, who are all taller than me, by the way. They're just massive.
That, and you're not short either.
I'm 5'8". These are very tall kids. So they all said yes, which was so fun. We kept it a secret from the kids. I had Melissa. She's at Create for Good on Instagram.
Love Melissa.
Yeah, we absolutely love Melissa. She is a listener. She's a follower. She's amazing. Create the number 4 Good on Instagram.
Just like my Instagram name. I feel you, Melissa.
Family travel four,
the win with the number 4. We're like cool kids with our number 4.
Yeah. So Melissa is a graphic designer. And I was like, Melissa, do we have enough time for you to make me a shirt for these kids to surprise them with their road trip t-shirts. Now, the surprise happened very early. By the time I actually got to the trip, a couple of the shirts had been lost. And I was like, thanks, guys. Like, that's great. Thank you so much for not having your t-shirts for the actual road trip. But the teenest thing ever. But it was this super cute, I was calling it the Out of the Ordinary Road Trip, Bentonville 2025, which obviously is me stealing Alex Warren lyrics, but I do think there's something a little out of the ordinary when you're getting your teens off their devices, out into the real world, taking them on a group trip. It was amazing. So once the surprise happened, they were very excited and very pumped, and then they had to wait over a month to actually get to the good stuff. So
this is good. Our world is too instant these days. They had to wait and look forward to something. That is a great thing. So let's get into Bentonville. Okay.
Yes.
Tell us, because again, and I said this, and I said I was sorry to all my Arkansas friends and listeners. I just am ignorant on the topic of Arkansas and Bentonville. This is not a place I've been, but now you just absolutely fell in love. I mean, you are like head over heels for Bentonville now. So I want to hear all of the little charming things that you love. Take us through some of the restaurants that you enjoyed. Maybe we'll start with restaurants first, because I know you love food and there were charming places.
Oh my gosh, I am in love with Bentonville. I will be a permanent Bentonville ambassador to the day that I die. And honestly, I've got four teens that are ready to shout it from the rooftops as well. They had such a good time. Now, you guys know we are always transparent about partnership. So I want to tell you that I did reach out to the Bentonville Tourism Board, and portions of our trip were hosted. They helped us with the food and the experiences. I did cover transportation and booked the hotel on points myself. But I wanted to be able to try as much stuff as I could so that we could report back to you guys, so you can really come in and make educated decisions about where you want to eat and what activities you want to do. And so I was really thrilled to partner with them.
And I love that by partnering with them or reaching out to the tourism board, because anybody can reach out, you know, to our tourism board. If you're going somewhere you've never been before, they were able to give you some really great locally owned options. So yes, you didn't go there. I'm sure all the regular chain restaurants were there as well, but you guys didn't do that. Instead, you visited some local establishments that they were able to highlight for you.
Yeah, exactly. I was able to get their input on some of the best spots. And that's really what I want to do. I want to encourage people to come in and try unique things that you cannot get anywhere else. You could eat at Chipotle and McDonald's and Taco Bell this entire trip. But what I love about Bentonville is you can tailor this however you want. You can do a few nice meals, a few budget meals. You could go to the grocery store and get sandwich fixins, eat your free breakfast at the Hyatt House, make sandwiches for lunch, and then just go out for a nice dinner or get a coffee here and there. They have some great coffee shops. So there is like, it is a choose your own adventure, especially because Bentonville has so many free activities. It reminds me a lot of St. Louis in that way, except way cuter, way more quaint, and less crime. Because, you know, St. Louis.
That's a good thing.
It's got a rep.
Less crime is good. Okay, so tell us some of those fun restaurants that you visited.
So first of all, when you get into town, I would recommend going to the Visit Bentonville headquarters. They have a building. They also have something called the Big Blue Truck, which is their little mobile visitor center. And I will link the website in the show notes so you can decide which one of those you want to go to. But that is a great starting point. They can give you maps and info on the bike paths and restaurant recommendations, activity recommendations. It's a great place to go to kind of get your bearings when you first get into town. And those ladies are absolutely amazing. First stop for food was this place called Crepes Paulette. And now this is not one you might be able to walk or bike. We didn't. We drove there. It's a little ways off of the downtown. But if you've never had a crepe before, like a savory crepe or a sweet crepe, it is like a very thin pancake type situation. Yeah. Yeah. Rolled in a cone and stuffed with deliciousness. So Crepes Paulette has a massive menu, by the way. Like, it was very hard to choose. And they have a bunch of savory options and a bunch of sweet. This time we went with the savory because we had not eaten. Mine was like, it had like barbecue chicken and cheese and like French fries inside the crepe. And the kids, two of the kids got the grilled cheese one. We did have a few, or one specifically, I won't name, picky eater on this trip. And I have to tell you that we found picky eater approved food every single place we went. You know, That's good, because
every family has at least one picky eater.
This is true. This is true. So the grilled cheese crepe, picky eater approved. All right. They absolutely loved it. It's really fun because you can watch them make the crepes through the window. And that is a very fun process. Right after that, we went to 8th Street Market, which is this really unique building where the perimeter is lined with shops and restaurants. There's very cute, like, bookshop. And right next door is this little chocolate shop called Markham and Fitz. And this chocolate they make in-house. They like grind the cocoa beans and make the chocolate in-house.
Ooh.
Everything fancy. Is so good. It's so good. And it was really cute walking in there because they were having a Clementine's ice cream pop-up. And for anybody who is local to St. Louis, Clementine's ice cream is a little St. Louis ice cream brand. They are now opening a location in Bentonville. So inside, I walked in and cool. I was like, I know this place. They were having a pop-up. It was very cute. We got this life-changing coconut caramel cookie from there. We got chocolate cake. We tried the mousse. We tried some truffles. We kind of went to town in the chocolate shop. So very fun little experience there. And then it was concert night. If you guys are going to a concert in the Wellmer Amphitheater, the Hyatt House is a fantastic spot for you to stay. We noticed a lot of – we saw similar faces at the Hyatt House and at the concert. We were not the only ones there for that concert. When we went – we parked way back near some apartments and walked over. There were tons of spots over there. I guess like people felt like they didn't want to walk, but it was maybe a 10-minute walk, maybe into the venue. And when it was time to leave, everybody was concentrated sitting in these lines of cars just trying to get through the roundabouts and out onto the main streets. And we just walked past all of them, got to our car, went out this back way where there were no cars. And we're like over at Taco Bell at midnight getting our midnight Taco Bell because we did. That was the one chain food we ate.
Okay, never mind. That's the teenest thing ever. Not losing the shirts. Taco Bell at midnight.
It was. Next morning, we ate a lot this trip. Okay. I feel like we ate our way through Bentonville, which 10 out of 10.
As one should.
So the breakfast place we went to the next morning is called The Buttered Biscuit. And there are several locations. They have apparently been named best breakfast in Arkansas. And I can see why. It was incredible. But this is not the place that you want to go, in my opinion, on a weekend morning if you're looking for a quick breakfast. It was slow. Popular. It took a very long time. It's very popular. Now, when we went at 9, there was no wait to be seated. But by the time we left, which was almost 11, very crowded, people waiting outside. You can go in and join an online wait list. And we would recommend the location on Airport Road versus the other location. Apparently, the wait there is going to be shorter. Start with the beignets, you guys. We were just in New Orleans, so I didn't know how Arkansas beignets were going to compare, but we got the ones coated in the cinnamon sugar, and it had this like homemade whipped cream in the center that you could kind of dip them in. These kids were like scraping the plate at the end with their forks.
That sounds divine. I'm ashamed to admit how many beignets I ate in New Orleans.
I wish I had had more. Honestly, that opening party, there was like a beignet bar. I think I had like 3 and they were small. I should have had 20. I feel like I really missed out.
I hit up Café Du Monde on the way in at the airport and on the way out at the airport. So sign me up for beignets anytime. And these from the Buttered Biscuit sound amazing.
They were good. I did not know if they were going to be able to stand up next to New Orleans beignets, but they may have been better. Someone's going to come at me for saying that. They were amazing. And the kids all were able to find amazing breakfast things that they liked. I got the sweet potato hash bowl. And I'm a sauce girl. Okay, this is going to come up several times. These places that make a bunch of homemade sauce options, I love them. I got a flight of sauces. I said to this woman, I feel like this bowl needs a sauce. Can I get... well, these 4 sauces, I'm going to try them all and I'm going to decide which sauce is best on this bowl. And I can say that the comeback sauce is what you should put on the sweet potato hash bowl. Okay.
Good to
know.
You're
welcome.
Noted.
I feel like there's going to be a lot of food reviews in this episode because I want you to understand like why you should choose certain restaurants and not just go to Denny's.
Yes.
I don't even know if there is a Denny's.
This is so helpful too. Yeah. It's helpful because planning trips can be overwhelming and it's hard. So when you hear firsthand account of, okay, don't spend hours scouring the internet to try to decide where you're going to go. Boom, boom, boom. Here's a list of local places that were fantastic. It's just so helpful for trip planning.
Yeah.
I want to get into some activities you guys did because Bentonville is really known for biking. And I know that you guys found an incredible biking pathway, the Greenway. Do they call it a Greenway there? I know some cities call them Greenways where they have these fantastic paved trails really just for biking, I guess running and stuff too. But where all did you bike around town? Because y'all rented bikes, right? And took them all over the place.
Yeah, and literally all over the place. Bentonville is, it's what it's known for. They have big biking races there. They have Kohler Mountain Bike Preserve, which I'm going to talk about later, that literally has tons and tons of trails through the woods for mountain bikes and then paved trails for the e-bikes. It's such a cool place. The whole place is suited to the bikes, and biking kind of comes first. So they have bike lanes, like protected bike lanes on the majority of the roads. Where they don't have protected bike lanes, the cars are very, very aware. I mean, we went on a few roads where we're just right there on the right side of the road. And I wouldn't say any of us are super strong bikers. This is not something that we're doing regularly in St. Louis. So I was a little nervous, but we were great. We felt very safe the whole time. There are greenways that run all through the town and connect a lot of the places that you're going to want to go. You can go via greenway. I think kind of the main greenway that we took was called the Razorback Greenway. Razorback, we found out later because we kept saying this word over and over, has to do with football at the
Arkansas
university.
Razorbacks. Yes, I know that. Okay, I don't know much about Arkansas, but I know the Arkansas Razorbacks are an SEC football team. Not a great one. Sorry, Arkansas. But
well,
I
man,
do know who
these
they
people,
are.
These people are, they are fans. The name is everywhere. When we were at the concert, somehow people started the Razorback hog cheer, and me and the kids were all looking around like, we feel like we're missing something here.
As a non-sports fan, I'm sure you were like,
what is happening? And it has this like, hog call noise to it. I was like, wow, this is interesting. This is interesting. It was kind of fun though. I liked the spirit and the vibe and the camaraderie.
I'm going to turn you into a football fan eventually.
All right.
Even Taylor Swift became a football fan, so maybe there's hope for you, Joanna.
I'm not really a Taylor Swift fan either, so uh-oh.
I know.
Did I listen to the new album? Well, kind of, because it was on while we were prepping at Travelmore. Did I try to listen to the new Taylor Swift album? No, I did not.
If you exist on social media, you know the new Taylor Swift album at this point.
I guess so. I haven't paid attention. So, yeah. I want to say a little bit about bikes. So we got our bikes from Adventure Lab, which is actually connected to the Motto by Hilton, which is right in the heart of downtown. And it is one of the options you can book on points. I'm going to talk about a little bit later. The place to rent bikes is literally connected to the hotel, which is very fun. The e-bikes that we got were $75 for the whole day. We checked them out around, gosh, I want to say like 11:30, and we did not have to bring them back till 7 p.m. That was when they closed. And I think we could have gotten them earlier had our breakfast wrapped up earlier. They also
now,
have
is that $75 per person or $75
yes.
total for all five of you?
Oh, gosh, no. $75 per person for the whole day for that rental. And
okay.
These are
okay.
E-bikes that literally have – like they pull you up hills. They pull you.
Oh, I love
it. It's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
I've never ridden any bike before. This was new for me. I had no idea what to expect. I was like, oh my goodness. Like I can ride a bike. I can ride a bike straight uphill and I'm fine. It was very fun. They also have mountain bikes, which are more expensive, but sometimes people want to rent mountain bikes and go do the crazy trails if you're more advanced of a biker. And those were $140. There are other places in town to rent bikes. One of them is called Fat Tire Bike Shop, spelled P-H-A-T. They had kids' trailers at Fat Tire. I did ask and do a little poking around. Adventure Lab is definitely more of like a, you know, adult or bigger teen grab and go type situation. If you needed to get a trailer to pull smaller kids, you could go get that at the Fat Tire Bike Shop. It was really, really affordable, I thought, for the trailer. $28 for 4 hours or $38 for 24 hours. So that really didn't seem bad to me. I think that this does sound expensive. But if you are literally maximizing your entire day, having the bikes to ride around to all the places is an activity that I would absolutely recommend. Even if you're just going to free activities, this is a full day, all of your transportation, and it's just fun.
Now, one of the places that you rode the e-bikes to, and I love this, was a precious farmer's market. I love a farmer's market. And it's such a, I love that you went to a farmer's market on vacation because it's truly getting the vibe of the city as if you live there. You know, you're just becoming a cute little local going to the farmer's market.
That's how I felt. And it's in their historic downtown square, which is the cutest, most idyllic thing I've ever seen. I could have spent the entire trip in the square. Like the whole thing, just going to all the shops and little restaurants and just walking around there. And there's a fountain in the middle. It was magical and so cool. And we rode our bikes over there and locked them up and then walked through the farmer's market. And this farmer's market is huge. There's a lot of farmer's markets where I live, and I have never seen this many vendors in one market. Like it actually goes down multiple streets, and there was everything you could imagine. I wished that I had brought a bag with me because we knew we were getting back on the bikes. And these bikes, some of them did actually have like buckets on the side that we could actually put things in, which was very nice. But really, I should have had like a backpack or something. So if you're doing your own trip, maybe think of bringing some kind of lightweight backpack if you're going to do some shopping or souvenir picking up on the way, or if you're planning to bring a picnic lunch with you. It would have been nice to have something to carry things in. But I could have spent all day in the farmer's market. I do want to note that it's April through October, every single Saturday, 7:30 to 1 in the downtown Bentonville Square. So if you're planning your trip, I would absolutely make sure it's in that April to October window, because that farmer's market is really special. It's really, really fun. Amazing vendors.
Okay. After the farmer's market, you guys went to something called Crystal Bridges, a place called Crystal Bridges, right?
Yeah. So this is their kind of big art museum. Crystal Bridges also has a smaller museum called the Momentary that we went to on Sunday. But this is a huge property, the Crystal Bridges property. I wasn't really sure what to expect. There is a section of it that has all these great paved biking trails through the woods, except on this particular day, those biking trails were closed because they were having a pet adoption day through the Best Friends Pet Resources Center.
Oh my.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm.
This is dangerous for you, Joanna.
This is dangerous. A pet adoption event. We had already actually planned on going to the Best Friends Resource Center on our bikes. Like that was originally part of our itinerary because it's a shelter, you know, Humane Society adjacent where you can go and interact with the animals and all of that kind of stuff. And you can bike there. So that was actually our plan. Well, then we found out that they were partnering with Crystal Bridges to have this adoption day. So they shut down those paths. They were walking only, no biking. So we got to park our bikes and then walk literally 10 minutes through the woods to get to this area where there were just dogs and puppies, and it was amazing. We got to snuggle some puppies and pet some dogs, and you know, of course, my daughter was like, this dog needs to come home with us. And I was like, thank goodness we're not in St. Louis, because that's what I need is a seventh animal.
Right. Right. Well, you do love to rack up those PetSmart, Rakuten points, shopping at PetSmart. So, you know.
You know, a second dog just means more free vacations. No, I would never. We are at our limit, but it was very, very sweet. It was very fun for the kids. All of them are dog lovers, so that was fantastic. And then we headed down to the actual Crystal Bridges Museum, the art museum building, which is a crazy feat of architecture, by the way. Just this building and the way it's built, and it's kind of on some water. Like, it's very cool looking. I would have to say none of these kids are maybe what I would call art museum fans, but all of them did think it was very neat inside. And we went into the restaurant there for lunch that's called Eleven. And just how this restaurant looks on the inside is very cool. Like, it is like a dome of glass. It almost feels like a giant greenhouse, and you're kind of looking out over the water on both sides. It's got this huge golden heart hanging down from the center, and it's very cool looking. I have a highlight bubble, by the way, guys, with basically everything we did and saw on this trip. So you can go to my Instagram at Points to Wonderland and click on the Bentonville highlight, and you'll be able to see all of this that I'm talking about. The experience in Eleven was weird. It was definitely our worst service experience of the entire thing. I got in line to order for us. It was one of those places where you order and then sit down with a number and they bring it to your table. So I guess they close at 2. Like, they stop the line at 2 o'clock for ordering, which I didn't know. We hadn't looked up the times. We just kind of walked in. And so I placed an order maybe 10 minutes before 2, and we're sitting at the table noticing, oh, they closed the line. The next thing that happens while we're waiting for our food is that they start folding up tables all around us. And aggressively. Like, people are seeming angry, and they're moving really fast, and they're slamming up tables. It was so loud. And I was like, are we allowed to be here? We don't even have our food yet. And it feels like they're like, get out of here. My opinion is that if you guys are going to close, perhaps you should stop letting people order 30 to 45 minutes before that, before you start tearing tables down. I don't know if they probably had a wedding or something, because I bet you people book weddings in this space. So maybe there was an event that they had to start cleaning up for. But when the food came out, like, a few things were wrong, and there was like no dressing for the salad, and my daughter's burger didn't have anything on it. It was just like plain, which was not how I ordered it. So I just needed to ask for like some ketchup and some mustard and some salad dressing. And you would think that I asked the rudest question in the whole world, how these people were reacting. Like, it made me very uncomfortable, because I don't like people to be grumpy at me. And I don't like to ask for things at restaurants, but like, I had to. And so my salad was actually really good. I had a maple Brussels sprout salad. The rest of the food was very average. It was about $93 for all 5 of us. And I would probably skip that one.
Okay.
I would look in there, and I would go to the coffee shop in there. It just because it's gorgeous, like that, the inside of Eleven, the restaurant. But if I was at the museum, I would not tailor that around eating lunch at the museum. I would just go as its own experience.
Okay. Well, that area sounds super cute. And I love that. Cool. I know you mentioned there are so many free museums in Bentonville. So that was one of the free
museums.
That
is one of them.
Is that right?
It's free. Okay. Yep. It's totally free to get in.
I love a free museum. In the D.C. area, all of our museums, or most of our museums, are free. So it's I like that. I shouldn't say I wouldn't want to pay for a museum, because I do understand we're respecting and wanting to pay for the preservation of important things. But I do love a free museum. Okay. Another really fun place that you guys took the bikes was the Kohler Mountain Bike Preserve. So what was that like? Because anything that has the word preserve in it sounds beautiful.
It is beautiful. The kid, this was their favorite place that we went on bikes. For me, it was like this and the farmer's market. But they're so different that it's very hard to compare. Very much apples and oranges. So Kohler Mountain Bike Preserve is what it sounds like. It's a big nature preserve full of paved paths that kind of run through the center of it, and you're in the woods. There are creeks running through. And this is the site of an old homestead. So some of the homestead buildings are still there, which is very cool. They've kind of converted them. One of them is like an old barn that you can go in and sit. There's like picnic tables. And there were just kids playing in the creek, people sprawling out on this big grassy area, people in the barn, people riding bikes. And I think I mentioned this earlier, winding through Kohler Mountain Bike Preserve are trails for mountain bikers. Now, I have heard they have all levels. So if you're interested in doing an off-road, there are options that are winding and gentle. And then there are also very intense options with like jumps and these like very steep. I mean, I was kind of watching people on some of these crazy ones that you could see from the path. And I was like, I could never.
Oh, that's scary.
I could never.
Mountain biking is intense.
It is. It's amazing to watch, though. I'm always impressed. I would have to be a much stronger biker before I could do something like that. But there are maps in Kohler that you can look at that will give you an idea of which paths might be a good fit for you. We chose to just stay on the nice paved path, and we could have stayed there all day. It's just such a fun, relaxing area. And the most genius thing about the entire thing is like dead in the center of it, there's a coffee shop. It's called Airship Perfect. Coffee. It's built really cool. It's got this like, it's like this concrete fortress vibe. I don't know how to explain it. I do have a video of it on my Instagram, but it just looks very cool in this nature preserve. And I just think that it's the most genius thing in the world to be able to bike in, park your bikes, grab a coffee, walk around the creek, hang out in the barn. Like, I could have spent an entire day here easily.
I love that you could kind of sit, take a little break, maybe while the kids continue to do whatever activities, but the grownups could kind of chill and have a drink real quick.
And did I do that? I did. I told them, I was like, I'm going to hang here if you guys want to keep biking, because they wanted to, like, this was kind of their opportunity to go a little faster than they had been able to do on some of the, you know, the roads and the greenways. This was much more open. There were much less people. So they just kept going for a while, and I just hung till they came back, and it was fun.
That's so cool. Okay. I can definitely see the value in renting the e-bikes.
Yes.
Because there's just, you could take them all over town, do all kinds of activities. After that, I know on this day, you guys kind of went back and you freshened up, and then you went to a really fun, well, you did a couple things. You went to a place called Time Loop Exhibit, which you're going to tell us about, and then you went somewhere called Trash Ice Cream, which sounds pretty funny.
Yeah, it does sound pretty funny. And actually, before that, we had dinner at this place called Table on Sixth. This was by far our most expensive meal of the trip, but it's also the one that if you were going to splurge, I would say this is where you do it. Nobody okay. had food that they did not like. Everything was excellent. There's a large range of prices. Like, there was some stuff on there, 40 and above for the entree, but there was also like this delicious mac and cheese entree that was less than 15. Like, there's a way to tailor it so you're not like absolutely hemorrhaging money, but the service was incredible. And it was in this little, it looked like a house in a neighborhood. It was so cute. It is in the most idyllic little neighborhood. You can walk in there from, you know, drop your bikes, walk to the restaurant. You can put your name in, or you can go across the street. There's a gorgeous playground in this big green open space right across the street. Of course, I took the kids there and they played on the playground until I got a few eyeballs from moms of smaller kids. And I was like, guys, we probably need to go. People don't like teens on playgrounds. I'm so sorry. Which made me sad because they were being totally respectful. They were just having a fun time and they were nowhere near the toddlers. But there is a little bit of a stigma. And also when they're taller than me, I think people think they're like 18-year-olds, not 13-year-olds. So I felt bad for them. But it was fun. They had this Mexican cherry Coke where these glasses came out for the kids with like cherry syrup in the bottom, and then they got to pour in their bottle of Mexican Coke. That was just an experience.
I'm sure they loved that.
They loved it. The pork belly appetizer blew my mind. The mac and cheese, as I mentioned, was fantastic. The Uptown BLT was what I got for my entree. And this thing had like tenderloin, bacon. It had this blackberry mint jam and goat cheese. It's like your nightmare, but my heaven.
Well, this sounds like some very Southern food, though. It sounds like some really rich, delicious Southern food.
Yes, it was, but just done to perfection. And we were out on the patio, which had, you know, like string lights and just such a sweet vibe. And like I said already, the service was excellent. We loved our server at this restaurant. She was so funny and so delightful. So then after dinner, we did head over to the Time Loop. This was my absolute favorite thing and the thing that I would spend money on over and over and over again.
What does that mean, Time Loop?
I know. I didn't know either. That was the fun part about working with the tourism board is I let them just tell me what I should do. And rather than do a bunch of research on the front end, I just went and I showed up and was just blown away by some of these activities. So this was back over at Crystal Bridges, the exact same path where the dogs were earlier that day. Now the path was open, the dogs were gone, and we were doing this nighttime darkness exhibit. It's $25 for adults, $15 for ages 11 to 18, and it is free for 10 and under, which we love. So
nice.
These installations have been created in the woods, and they are light and sound installations. And I don't know how to do this justice. Like, even the videos don't do it justice. The first one that we saw, I felt like we were in Avatar. Have you seen the movie Avatar? Those, you know, the blue people with the...
I've never watched Avatar, but I have been to Disney World, Animal Kingdom, and gone on the Avatar ride that's magical.
Okay, well, I have not done that, so I don't know what that's like. But we are standing here on this path, and there's this, like, ethereal spa music playing. And there is a projector that you cannot see projecting this extremely high-tech, multicolored projection into the woods. It literally looks like butterflies are, like, flying up everywhere.
Ooh,
and there's kind of these spinning shapes and patterns that make you feel like you're getting, like, sucked into a time loop. And so there are different installations on this path, and each one is different. Each one has music and light components. I could have sat. I literally plopped myself down on the path at one point and just stared because it was so cool. I didn't want to move. I didn't want to keep walking. I could have stayed there for many, 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 many more hours. The kids were pretty excited about getting to ice cream, so we were probably there for an hour and 15 minutes or so. It is so unique and so cool. I've never seen anything like it.
It sounds mesmerizing.
It was. It made me feel like so relaxed.
You were on a trip with four teenagers. So to say that you felt relaxed in the midst of being responsible for these kids in a different state is saying something.
It is. And the kids had the same reaction. They were like, whoa, like my brain feels like it's slowing down. I was like, that's probably a really good thing for all of you with your fast-paced brains.
True.
So it was really cool. I've never seen anything like that. And then we headed to Trash Ice Cream. This vibe in the shop is very loud. Like, it is the whole walls are covered with all these, like, graphic design type pop, bright, bright blues and cartoon type stuff. This was made for teenagers, this shop. I can't say honestly, because I'm always going to be honest, that it was my favorite ice cream. It's more of like a soft serve. I'm definitely like a custard girl. But they had all these very, very unique combinations of ice cream and toppings, or you could do a build your own. And the kids loved it. I mean, they had so many things that you could put on top of. There was like cereal and gummy worms and cookies, like all the regular culprits, but then a whole lot more that I'd never even thought of to put on ice cream. And they had a lot of fun designing their ice creams.
After Trash Ice Cream and making each person making their magical creation, you leaned again hard into the teenness of this trip, and you guys decided you can't go to Bentonville, Arkansas without going to a Walmart, because this is the home, the birthplace, the, you know, capital, the mecca of Walmart.
Yep.
So you guys took a late night trip to Walmart.
We did. And this is actually we went to 3 Walmarts in and around Bentonville on this trip. We felt like anytime we had to get anything, someone forgot a toothbrush. It was like, well, got to go to Walmart, but we wanted to try different
Walmart. Did they give you a map of that too? Kind of like the trail map, but the Walmart map of Bentonville?
You know, there should be a Walmart map of Bentonville. I don't think there is one, but maybe I'll make one. I'll make a Google map with pins. So while we were at this particular Walmart, the kids talked me into buying them all matching pajama onesies. And these onesies were goats. It literally has a medal hanging on it. And then the back says goat. It's supposed to be like greatest of all time goat, not like I'm a goat on a farm.
Yes.
But it still has a goat on the hood. I have hilarious pictures of these kids in these onesies. And I was like, if I'm going to buy these for all of you, they were on sale. But I was like, if I'm going to buy these for all of you, I expect you to wear these to school when you get back. Like,
that
it's not
amazing.
Just for tonight.
And they go trick-or-treating together.
There you go. You all can be goats and go trick-or-treating. Done. Halloween done. So that was how we ended our night. Then we went back and I had to force them to go to sleep, even though they were like very amped up from all of the fun. They wanted to stay up late. I was like, no, we have more things to do tomorrow before we go home. So get in bed.
I want to talk briefly because you are almost to the end of the trip here, but
yes.
You guys went back to the Hyatt House and that's where you guys stayed. You mentioned a Hilton. What are some other points option hotels that people could book that you think are in good areas in Bentonville?
Yeah. So if I were to go back and do this again without such a huge group, maybe just with my husband or maybe with my husband and daughter, I think I would really enjoy being in the downtown where I could walk to different options. So I did note 2 that were really good walking distance that had pretty decent point availability. Now, nothing is a 6,500 point Hyatt. Like that's just, I mean, that's, we all know Hyatt beats everybody else in terms of points and value. But the Motto by Hilton that's down there connected to that bike shop Adventure Lab that I talked about, I looked through a calendar just to kind of get a sense for like next springish, and I was seeing nights in their single queen room for 49,000 points. That's like 24 and a half transferred from Amex. Now, I will note that I asked, and these rooms are very small. Very small. This is not
really
a big
why?
Yes. I have no idea. It has more of that Europe vibe, the Motto Hotel by Hilton. They
right.
did not
you think of big cities having small rooms, but Arkansas seems like there'd be room to spread out a little bit.
I know. I did. I felt like that was so strange, but it's also a really nice hotel. I went in the lobby and looked around. It is very like fancy, modern, upscale. Like it does look like a super good place for like if you're doing a romantic road trip getaway. I would stay here. I would use those Amex points transferred to Hilton for sure to stay here because you can walk to everything. It is like right in the heart of downtown. They also have a lofted twin above a single queen. So if you were coming like with 2 adults and a child, maybe even 2 kids, if you could squeeze 2 small kids into a lofted twin, like again, super tiny rooms. But there are options. And that one was like 60,000. I saw dates as low as 60,000 points per night. So the price varies a ton. Well, I was there, I looked it up, and it was 160,000 for the lofted twin. But there was also a big bike race in town. So the other
yes,
one
– that probably – because it is dynamic pricing with Hilton.
Yes,
so that
exactly.
probably drove the price up.
Yeah, 100%. Another really great option, this one's down – a little ways down the street from the 8th Street Market, which I told you about where the chocolate shop is. And it would be a further walk into downtown, but doable. Still walkable, in my opinion. And that's an AC Marriott. And also really, really nice option. We know you can transfer from Chase to Marriott. So to be honest, that's a little harder for me because these are my Chase points and I love them. But they had double queen rooms that looked much bigger than the Hilton rooms. And these were between $18,500 and $23,000 for a night. So It is another nicer, close-to-town option. If your goal for yourself is to stay somewhere a little bit fancier and to be able to walk everywhere and not have to drive into the town to start your day, these might be good options for you. For me personally, I would rather spend less points, drive in, park the car, and then spend the day walking and biking around. You still get the same experience. The room is for sleeping. I'm not hanging out
right
there.
Yeah, I feel like there are places that you go and fancy resorts you go to because you want to spend time on property, at the hotel,
yes,
at the resort. But
yeah,
when you're visiting a town, a community like this that's so lovely that you want to be outside, wandering around, you just need a place to sleep.
Right. Yeah. Except I would, like, if we were doing like an anniversary trip or something sweet, which I now have on my radar for next May to bring my husband back for a little anniversary weekend, I would spring for that Hilton. That its location is just so good. Oh, there's also a Hyatt Place, which is very, very close to the Hyatt House. So again, similarly cheap pricing to the Hyatt House. I don't know what the inside is like, but Hyatt House tends to have more of like the sink, the living room, the bigger fridge type things, whereas the Hyatt Place doesn't always have those options. So it was nice to have a place to put our leftovers, and they all fit. Like, you know, sometimes you have a mini fridge and you're like, I can't fit my leftovers boxes in this mini fridge. They actually fit in the mini fridge at the Hyatt House.
That is good to know. Although, you know, I do not keep my food left over because I'm a psycho and will not eat food that I think could be contaminated in any way, shape, or form when traveling. Okay, I want to run through, just for everybody to get their wheels turning a little bit more, I'm just going to read a couple of the free museums and art spots, outdoor spaces that you can look into further. You mentioned Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art, and that's always free. There's a place called The Momentary, which is contemporary art in an old cheese factory. That's kind of cool. Peel Museum and Botanical Garden. I love anything that says Botanical Garden. There's the Walmart Museum, which if you're going to Bentonville, makes a lot of sense. That's downtown, very cool for families. There's a Museum of Native American History, a Bentonville History Museum, and Art on the Square, and all the public art around downtown. It seems like a place where, and I always seem, these things too tend to go hand in hand, I think, because the other places that I know that are big biking communities, like Asheville, North Carolina, also a big art community.
Yep.
Art and biking, being outdoors, I guess those things go hand in hand.
They do. And guys, there are murals everywhere. Everywhere you turn in Bentonville, you will see the most extraordinary murals just like painted on the sides of buildings. It is so cool.
I love murals. I'm so happy that those have become popular and so many places are getting local artists, local people with incredible talent to just make things more beautiful. The side of a brick building can be so colorful and picturesque,
yes,
if you let a local talent get a hold of it.
Amen.
So you've given us so much to think about. I mean, Bentonville really does sound so charming, an incredible place for a domestic getaway. Leave us with some final thoughts. I mean, we know that you used some Chase points for this from that you accumulate in a lot of ways. You have Chase Sapphire Preferred Card. You have an Ink Card. You have a Chase Freedom. So you have several ways that you earn Chase points to transfer to Hyatt. So those are some cards. I like to throw out the names of cards just so people can be thinking, how can I replicate something like this? What cards do I need? What points do I need? Okay, let's wrap up with the final day of your trip, because you guys did, you really maximized the weekend and you still did some more things on Sunday before driving back home. So what did you, give us your rundown from Sunday.
Yeah, and I'll try to make it quick, guys. I know this episode's getting long, but I could literally talk about Bentonville for 5 hours because it's that amazing. And by the way, we didn't even come close to doing all of the things. Like, there's so much in this town that I wanted to do that we did not have time for. So if you guys go, I do want to hear what you end up doing, what you did that I did, and then what you did that I didn't get to do yet. Give me your recommendations. So we started the morning at Homegrown, which is a restaurant back in that 8th Street Market, which is where we went to the chocolate shop. This had my favorite interior of all of the places we went. It was so bright and beautiful in there. And the food was incredible. My breakfast BLT. I don't know why I like a BLT so much. But it was so amazing. The service was amazing. The kids said they liked this place better than the buttered biscuit, which is technically best breakfast in Arkansas. I'm putting that in quotation marks. I agree. I thought the food was better. I thought the service was better. It was faster and it felt more open. It was still very busy. There were lots of people, but it didn't feel as like crammed. And I mean, the food was just excellent. Next, we walked the Razorback Greenway from there because we didn't have bikes anymore. We had already returned them the night before. And there was a biking race called the Little Sugar Mountain Bike. They had a festival at the finish line. So there were tons of people in the square. It was very lively. We're watching all these people cross the finish line. That was a lot of fun. And there is a coffee shop right in that downtown called Onyx Coffee Lab. And I had to stand in line for about a million years. I left the kids at the square at the fountain and I went and stood in line and got the drinks. So worth it. They have very unique drinks, which I love. I got one called Hail Fellow Well Met. It was like a brown butter caramel espresso drink. And it was delicious. Juliet said the macarons were fantastic. Right there in the downtown, right there in the square, is the Walmart Museum. And it is inside the old location of the Walton's Five and Dime, which was one of Sam Walton's earlier businesses before he started Walmart. So it looks really, really cool on the outside. They've made sure to make it look like the original building. So it's got this very old-timey Five and Dime store look. This museum was fantastic. I think it would be good for all ages. It's very interactive to look at if you have younger kids that aren't reading stuff yet. But the teens were like blown away to see like the vintage packaging for brands that they recognize and to see that a lawnmower costs $37 and like a tin of Band-Aids was like 10 cents. They're like, what? Like, what was money back then? I don't understand. And there's also upstairs, there is a presentation where you listen to a hologram of Sam Walton talk, which is such a cool way to absorb information. It's so much better than just having to read it. I think they came away with a ton of knowledge. I did make them all, I was like, I want to hear one thing that everybody learned when we leave. So they all kind of held on to their little tidbit and they did great.
Okay, you ended your trip by going to a place called the Momentary, which I mentioned before in that list of museums. General admission here is free, but you guys could not resist this really cute photo op.
Yeah, so general admission is free, but like with all of these things, if they have special exhibits like the time loop or like this thing called JR's printing press, it is going to cost a little bit. But again, guys, like your hotel is free. So there's your budget right there. And if you went to see a concert, your concert was deeply discounted. So there you go. You have the budget to do all of these fun local activities and these little splurges. And that's what I love so much about traveling on Points and Miles. So this printing press exhibit, again, I had no idea what to expect. This was something that the tourism board suggested. And it is $20 a person. But the kids all went into this photo booth, like this old-timey, you know how we used to love to do when we were kids. You go into a photo booth, you draw the curtain, it snaps a black and white photo of you. Yeah, so they all went in and they did one of these photos together. And then we went into this huge warehouse room and we all sit on a couch and it's dark. And then a spotlight goes on and it makes this big echoey noise. We're all like, what is happening? And then above your head, there's these like reams of giant paper that start whirring across the ceiling. And then you can see the photo being projected, like the photo that they took being projected on some of these. And essentially you're watching like this giant printing press as it works to print your photo. And then this absolutely gigantic 4.5 by 3 foot photo falls out of the printing press and floats to the ground and you get to take it home. And it's really cool. It is gigantic. I don't know where we're going to put it. Also, they do give you the digital version so you can get smaller prints if you want. But this was so cool. The kids thought this was amazing. I thought this was amazing. I would 100% spend this. And in fact, the picture looked so good that I was actually a little heartbroken that I didn't go in there with just Juliet and get like a cute mother-daughter.
Oh, yeah.
Photo.
Do another one.
Like the quality was really, really nice and everybody just looked amazing. So we didn't do it, but I wish we had. This museum in general was very cool. There was an installation of like great American artists that were these musicians that was this collection of like candid photos of like Johnny Cash and a bunch of just iconic American artists. And the kids actually had a really fun time going through and looking at pictures of these names that they recognize, but seeing these like very candid kind of background pictures of them versus the ones that you kind of always see mainstream. So we could have spent a lot more time in there looking around, but unfortunately we had a 5-hour drive. So we kind of had to load it up.
Yeah. On your way out of town, you did grab one more food item from a place called The Witching Hour, which is very fitting for Halloween.
Oh my gosh. So this was actually all of our favorite food the whole time, which is ironic. We loved everything we ate, mostly with the exception of some of the stuff at 11. But every single place we ate was fantastic. But this little food truck blew us all away. It was so good. And it was what's fun about it is it's like horror themed, which I know sounds a little spooky, but it's not in a scary way. Everything is named after like various popular Halloween movies and it's playing spooky music. And there's, you know, like a little Chucky doll and like Freddy and Jason, like all of those classic horror characters, you know, there's little things around. I asked them if they're only here during Halloween and they're not. It's like permanent location. The food truck is always there and it's there year round, which is great because if I lived there, I would be eating a burger at the Witching Hour every single week of my life. It was so good. They had like fried mac and cheese balls. They had various types of like loaded fries you could get, tons of burgers. They had a grilled cheese for my picky grilled cheese lover who tried a grilled cheese at every place and said that the Witching Hour had the best grilled cheese. They also make a bunch of homemade sauces. So again, I got like multiple sauces to try with the fries and they were all good. The most fun part is that I opened my burger and it was branded. Like they had taken a hot stamp that said the Witching Hour and stamped the top of my burger. And I don't know why this brought me so much joy. I was like, what is this? My burger has a brand on it. And then it was just like the best burger that I've eaten in a long, long time. It was called the Ghost Face Burger, which obviously is a Scream reference for anybody who watches the Scream movies, Ghostface from Scream. But it was like a spicy, I don't know. I'm like, my mouth is watering right now. So good.
I know. This note to self, do not record podcast episodes near lunchtime if it's about eating your way through Bentonville, Arkansas.
Right. Yes. So that was it. I mean, we literally got the food and took it in the car and ate a little bit of it, parked, and then the rest we kind of just ate on the road because we had to make it back home.
What a magical gift that points and miles inspired, because this is what it's all about, guys. This is why we shop through the shopping portals and think through how to maximize our credit card rewards, because we're able to give our kids these experiences, these opportunities of travel that we just wouldn't be able to afford otherwise. So I love that Juliet and her friends got to have this incredible weekend together, this bonding weekend. They were off their phones. They were learning. They were experiencing nature. They were doing so many cool things and just making the memories of a lifetime. Incredible.
Yeah, it really was. It was amazing to see. I feel like I cracked the code because I've taken her on a couple of trips in the last year and she has a good time. But there is something at this age where the only thing you really want to do is be with your friends. And when you're away right. from your friends, you feel like you're missing out on something. It's that FOMO, like what's happening back home? That's where I really want to be. And I remember being that age and like dreading going on family vacations. I did not want to be away from my friends. I wanted to do all the things they were doing. Being able to take other people's kids with you feels like a major life hack. And because of points and miles, it was totally doable because it was a road trip. By the way, gas for the entire trip was $93. So like talking about affordable vacations right there, that was all the way there, all the way back, any driving in town, under $100, like so good. And
you know what I would have done?
What?
I would have been scanning my upside receipts. Mm-hmm. Oh, I like mm-hmm. to earn points mm-hmm. with upside cash back that then you can cash in for gift cards. So a little tip, if you haven't heard us talk about Upside before, that's an app. We'll have a code in. It's a free app. We'll have a code in our show notes, but you can upload your gas receipts. And then over time, you know, especially over the summer when you're doing road trips, you earn little bits of cash back throughout the year that then I have cashed in to get gift cards for hotels.com or Airbnb to then travel more.
Okay, so that's so interesting because my experience with Upside has been like you have to go in, select the gas station, select what card you're going to use, and then buy gas. Are you uploading receipts like on the back end? Is this something I've been missing out on?
It depends on the gas station because I've been doing Upside for a while now. Some gas stations, you just choose the linked card. You use that right card that you told them you're going to use, and then you automatically get the cash back. Some gas stations, like there's one near me that's no longer, it used to be a Shell. Now it's a, I don't know that if it's a independently owned brand now or if it's just another brand, but now at that same gas station that used to be a Shell and link automatically, now I upload my receipt. So it still works for them, but it just depends on the gas station.
Okay, well, this is news to me. See, I learned something every episode. And guys, you can also scan your receipts and fetch. So like double receipt dipping there. Yes. We love that. I just want to say that like the way that I saw these kids disconnect from their devices this weekend was extremely moving to me because I get worried. I mean, they are sucked into this world of social media and constant input from technology. They were choosing to set their phones in a pile in the middle of the table while they were at these restaurants. I did not ask them to do this. They did it themselves. They're like, let's pile up our phones in the middle of the table. They were talking. They were laughing. We were playing hangman on napkins. Like, it was the most extraordinary thing I've ever seen. This is what middle schoolers need. This is what teens need. This is what kids need. They need new experiences, new places, new foods, and they need an opportunity to just be pulled out of this world where everything is so serious and so hard and where they feel this pressure constantly. And that was what I got to witness. And it like makes me almost want to cry because I just saw such a transformation in everybody as they like got off their phones.
Yeah. And I think the more they have those experiences, the more it just makes them more self-aware of the way they feel when they are using their devices and the way they feel when they're not. And I think eventually we have seen, and I think there's a movement going on in the country even where teens themselves are choosing to kind of turn away from social media. Not everybody, yeah. Of course, it's a massive problem, but I'm hearing more and more stories of as people give it a try, life without the phone, they realize how much happier they are without it. So,
yeah.
Okay, guys, that's our TED Talk for the day.
Right. It really is. And Bentonville was like the perfect backdrop for this because I've seen a lot about adults going to Bentonville and kind of doing the adult scene and the mountain biking scene. And I've seen a lot about families with small kids because there's so many free museums and fun things for smaller kids that we did not even scratch the surface of. But the opinion from the teens themselves is that this was the perfect place for them. They were literally marveling about like, why have I never heard of this place? This is the best place I've ever been. I'm going to tell my family to bring me back here. Like, truly Bentonville was a dream. And as I mentioned, it can be as budget friendly or as kind of bougie as you want to make it. Lots of point options. And also, it's so drivable from so many places. It's like 3 hours and 15 minutes from Kansas City, 2 hours and 15 minutes from Tulsa, 3 hours and 45 minutes from Oklahoma City, 5 hours and 45 minutes from Dallas, 3 hours and 30 minutes from Little Rock. You can drive from Memphis. Like, there's just a lot of options if you're kind of Midwest or South that you can get to Bentonville and have a very, very cheap, reasonable road trip cost, gas cost, a pretty small time investment in terms of driving, and then just have the literal best weekend ever. I'm so passionate about it.
It really does sound incredible. It's a little too far from me up in the DC area. I don't think I could road trip there. But if anybody like me is from further away, if you want to get to all 50 states in Arkansas, Bentonville might be a great way to check Arkansas off the list for you. You could fly into it's XNA is the airport code you would put in. It's a Northwest Arkansas National Airport, I think it's called. So that's what you'd want to be looking for if you need to fly there. So thank you guys for joining us. I hope we put another destination, domestic destination on your list that if you have a Southwest Companion Pass, ooh, this would be a great little domestic trip for you to take, road trip. There's so many options. So awesome. We love you, Bentonville. I've been converted from someone who knew nothing about Bentonville to someone who would love to visit it one day. So we hope you'll join us in the Facebook group. We hope you'll find us on Instagram, and we will see you next time.
Bye, guys.
If you enjoyed this show today, please consider writing us a review or clicking 5 stars wherever you listen to your podcasts. And please subscribe and follow along so that you never miss an episode.
You can follow the podcast on Instagram or YouTube at Wonderland on Points Podcast. You can find me on Instagram at Family Travel for the Win with the number 4.
And you can find me on Instagram at Points to Wonderland.
If you're thinking about getting a new Travel Rewards credit card, consider using the links in our show notes. Using our links helps to support us and keep our podcast going so we can provide you with all the latest tips and tricks when it comes to traveling on points.
And if you aren't sure which card is right for you, shoot us an email at wonderlandonpoints@gmail.com. Thank you so much for joining us, and we will see you here next time.